Good morning and welcome to Focus on Health, the weekly radio program where we talk about all the great things happening at Van Deest Medical Center. I am your host, Lori Foster, and joining us for today's program are three of our volunteer SHIP counselors. It's that time. Medicare open enrollment period starts today. Our SHIP counselors are going to be sharing everything you need to know about this important period for seniors. I do have a couple of announcements I'd like to share before we get started into our program. I want to congratulate Van Deest Family Health Clinic in Fort Dodge. The clinic has been nominated for Best Primary Care Practice by readers of the Fort Dodge Messenger. Dr. Alan Nguyen, Dr. John Burkett, and Physician Assistant Joe Harris have also been nominated under the category Best Physician. Voting will be done by going to messengernews.net, and there will be a link to start the voting on October 18th. Voting will go through October 26th. Congratulations once again to our clinic in Fort Dodge and our three providers serving that clinic. Also, ladies, it's time. Make your health a priority. In honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, women who schedule their mammograms during the months of October or November will be entered into a prize drawing. It's our way of saying thank you for taking a moment for your health. You can schedule your mammogram today by calling Van Deest Family Health Clinic in Webster City at 515-832-7800, or you can schedule online by going to our website at vandeestmc.org. And with that, we are going to get started into our program. Every year, Medicare Part D and Medicare Advantage plans announce their changes for the next year, and Iowans on Medicare can decide if they want to change plans during an open enrollment period effective from today to December 7th. Any changes will be effective January 1st in 2026. Senior Health Insurance Information Program counselors, and we refer to the program as SHIP, that is an acronym, they are available to review plans and let you know if you can save money yet continue to have access to the prescription drugs you need in the new year. The SHIP program is a free service, and Van Deest Medical Center is proud to be a sponsor site for SHIP. Joining us again, as I mentioned, for today's program are our three volunteer SHIP counselors. We have Joyce Gelhaus, Kevin Barnifus, and Linda Bourne with us today. Good morning to you all.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here. Why don't we start with a brief introduction from each of you? Joyce, if you want to go ahead.
Well, I've been at this 10 years now. I got an award at our update meeting last week for the 10 years of service I put in. And my background was I worked in lab here at the Van Deest for 38 years, and I was interested in the program. And we go from there.
Wonderful. Thank you for your service and your volunteering the past 10 years. Linda.
Hi, I'm Linda Bourne, and this is my third year of volunteering for SHIP. I was approached by Joyce 3 years ago, and she explained the plan and how things work to me and asked if I would be interested, and I told her yes, I would. And it's just nice to know that we can help people, and they do appreciate it.
They do. It is such a wonderful resource. So I can't thank you all enough. I'm glad she recruited you, Linda. How about you, Kevin?
Kevin Barnifus, this is I'm beginning my second year as a SHIP counselor. I was originally approached by Linda. I've known Linda my entire life, and I've known Joyce for quite a few years also. And we talked back and forth, and they convinced me that it was something that I could help out in. And they were right. It's been a very enjoyable, and it's you definitely learn a lot, and we can help people out.
Yes, yes, you do. And it can be so confusing for people, in particular for our seniors. And so you see how this works, and we need to continue to recruit of volunteer counselors to support this wonderful program. Again, thank you all. We appreciate that. So let's talk about open enrollment period and why this is such an important time for seniors to be aware, and really what options are available during this time.
Okay, to start the process, in September, we sent out 654 letters to our current, and these are clients that we have seen over the past couple years. What we require from these clients are updates on their personal information, updates on their drug lists, updates on pharmacies, any of that information, because that information helps us when we do the comparison study. We presently have gotten quite a few back from our current clients. I would say probably about a good third of the people have sent back their forms already, so we can start today and start getting our work done.
If someone has not started the process, has not received paperwork, maybe hasn't been a client before now, what do they need to do in order to participate and have a comparison done?
They can call our SHIP number and leave a message. We do have Daylene Schlitter is checking our messages, and she has paperwork for new clients she will mail to them. Or they can stop into the hospital, and for the most part, Kevin and I are in the office almost every day right now, since we are actively doing the work, and we do have paperwork they can pick up from us too.
Okay, and in addition to that too, if people who we sent letters out to and they didn't receive one, you can call us and we'll send you out another copy of the information we need.
Perfect. And we want to make sure to get that phone number out to our listeners. If you have any questions, the number to call for the SHIP program is 515-832-7769. And as Linda shared, leave your name and a phone number. And it does help if you can share what time you might be available, and you will get a return phone call from one of the SHIP counselors. So once you get paperwork back and you do a comparison, what are the next steps in the process?
When we get their paperwork, and we'll double check that the information that we currently have in the computer system matches, and make sure that if they have any changes to their current drugs that they're taking, and do those updates, and then we run it through the process, and it will provide us with a list of the most beneficial plans to that individual, and we would then call that individual and say, here is what we found. We'll always start off with, here's what appears to be the best, but we'll give them a couple alternatives out there. You know, some people are happy to stay with what they've had, mm-hmm. even though it may cost them a little bit more. I mean, that choice is entirely up to the individual. It's not our decision to make. Mm-hmm. Then there's reports that we have to file with the state SHIP office to show what we've done with that client.
Okay.
I think it's also important, Lori, that we've all had people reach out to us and said, hey, I got my paperwork and I sent it in, but I haven't heard from you. Well, we couldn't start anything until today. And, you know, we all have a backlog in there. We'll get to it as soon as we can. You need to please be patient with us.
And that is one thing that I would also want to stress with listeners. And you're right. People are anxious to find out, you know, what the comparison looks like. We're at that time. But we just do ask for a little grace, your patience, please. As you've heard, we have sent out over 650 letters to current clients, and it just takes time to get through those reviews. And so you will hear from one of the ship counselors, and it would start with a phone call, correct?
Yes.
Okay, very good.
And I also want to iterate that Kevin and Linda will be working from the ship office here in the hospital, and I will be working diligently from home with my piles of patient files.
Another thing we probably need to add, because I've had some people say, well, my medications haven't changed, so why send it back in? Well, because programs change and the companies may take their medications and tier them at a different level. They may not offer that prescription, and so they just need to double check that everything that they're on will still work with their plan, or that we find a different plan for them.
Right. And that's what I would recommend. I'm so glad you brought that point up, Linda, because I'm sure a lot of people do feel that way, that, oh, things haven't changed, status quo, I don't need to do a thing. But you do want to just take the time and make sure that things haven't changed, you know, on the other end. And it is a free service. And so I cannot stress enough, take advantage of the resources that are here and make sure that you are on the correct plan that serves you best. So what types of different reviews can you offer to seniors who may be on a current Part D or Medicare Advantage plan? And then maybe talk about some of the different or unique situations that you've encountered.
For the people that are on a Medicare Advantage plan or would like to look into a Medicare Advantage plan, because that's what the commercials are filling everyone's TV screens with right now, they need to understand that in a bigger city, it works great. In a rural area like Webster City, not every medical place has to take a Medicare Advantage contract. So you yourself would have to check with your physician, with your hospital, with your dentist, with your eye doctor, and with your pharmacist to see that they all took that same plan, because if they don't, it would not pay you to sign up for it, because you would still be billed and have to pay out of pocket. In bigger cities, they take a lot of those contracts, but they don't, so you'd have to do a lot of checking yourself before we could sign you up for it.
And we are seeing this in hospitals in rural areas around Webster City. They're announcing that they may not be accepting Medicare Advantage plans or some of the Medicare Advantage plans. And so this is such an important piece to share with listeners, because as Linda mentioned, we do hear the commercials all the time, but in a rural area, you really need to make sure that you have the coverage with all of those healthcare providers. If not, the unfortunate thing is, once you sign up on one of those plans, and if there is not coverage, say with your doctor or with the hospital, and you have those services done in the new year, you are going to be talking about out-of-pocket expense. And at that point, there's really not a lot of options to change that. At that point, you are in that plan, and you don't have the ability to make a change until the next open enrollment period.
No, we can't do any changes until the open enrollment again in 2026, which would be October 15th through December 7th.
Right. Such an important piece to share. I'm so glad that you offered that. Each year before open enrollment period starts, the state offers workshops for its volunteer counselors. And they share updates, maybe some new information, any tidbits that you gleaned from recent workshops, any changes that you would share with listeners.
The out-of-pocket cap. Last year it was initiated. It had a $2,000 out-of-pocket cap for any individual. Just an FYI, for 2026, that dollar amount is now $2,100. That's a small change, but it's also a significant change. Another change that a lot of people are going to notice is last year, approximately 20% of Iowans were covered in their Part D plan by WellCare Value Script, which offered a zero amount premium per month. That is not the case. There is no zero premium plan in the state of Iowa for 2026. So anybody that was on that plan, if they want to stick with that, you're going to see a cost associated with that. On the plus side, there are four plans, I believe, when we were at the meeting last week that said that they did decrease their premiums for 26,
okay,
which is a plus.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why we need to do your comparisons to see how it would affect you.
Very good. Thank you, Kevin.
Also, I want to add that this year, too, there's a change that it went down to 11 plans that we have to work with instead of 14 like last year. And last year, it went down from like 25.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been decreasing plans over the last couple of years for us to work with. So that doesn't give us a lot of choice sometimes when we evaluate or do your comparison. And also this year, there are lower costs on some of the drugs that we've had problems with covering, like Eliquis, Jardiance, Xarelto, Januvia, Farxiga, Entresto, Enbrel, Stelar, and Novolog. Those are some of the drugs, and if you're on one of those drugs, we will be aware of it, and you know, and when we call you, we will let you know what the change in price is.
Perfect. Any other information specific to the open enrollment period that any of you would like to share?
I think just reiterate again, please be patient with us. It's fine to call us back and say, you can always check and say, have you gotten our paperwork? We can answer that question and just know we'll get to it as soon as we can.
Perfect. Thanks, Kevin. I want to mention, in addition to this time during Medicare open enrollment period, the counselors are available throughout the year to offer help to those who might be looking to retire soon and go on to Medicare. What recommendations do you have for someone that is considering this? Maybe it's in the next 6 months, in the next year. What would you share with those listeners?
They need to be aware that if they are going to retire and if they're going to turn 65, they have a 7-month window, 3 months prior to their birthday, the month of their birthday, and then 3 months after, that they can do the sign up for things without penalty. And before we can help them, they need to sign up for their Medicare, because we do have to have a Medicare number that they can do online. And the supplements that people have, they have to go through an insurance agent for those. We can tell them that we suggest Plan G covers everything most, but they have to go through an insurance agent to see what company they want to purchase that through, and then we will do their prescription plan for them.
Very good. The State of Iowa Insurance Division also provides information about fraud and scams, so it is worth mentioning. What information or reminders do you have to share with listeners to keep them from falling for scams that we know are out there?
Okay, well, we do have information that we sent out with our 650 clients. So they would have the information when we sent that out. Hopefully it is read. One place is callers on your phone. They'll call and want to know about your new Medicare card, or maybe that you're eligible for additional benefits, or they want to confirm your Medicare number, don't do any of those. Because Medicare never calls and asks for your Medicare number because they have it. And there's also some high-pressured sales out there, especially for Medicare Advantage plans. And if you like the plan you're on, don't change. Don't even listen to them. Just if they're on the phone, I'd hang up on them. Or don't even answer the phone if you can see if it's from an insurance company. And another place you can watch out for fraud is every month or every 3 months you get a Medicare summary notice. Be sure and review that, because the doctors can be doing some of their billing incorrectly, and you want to make sure, even if it was your charge, that you had that work done. And just again, to protect yourself from this, don't answer your phone. Guard your card just like you guard your Social Security card. And if you do run into an issue, you can call us, and we can also call the state office and get it reported on what has happened, and we'll help you out.
Perfect. Thank you for sharing that, Joyce. And I would reiterate that every other month we have the SALT meetings that we host, seniors and law enforcement together, and we talk about scams that are out there. People that are in attendance at the meeting share some of the calls they're getting, and I would stress, if you don't recognize the number, don't answer it. If it's somebody that needs to get a hold of you, they'll leave a message. They'll call back or they'll leave a message if they need to get a hold of you. So that's just a general recommendation we give out to seniors, to anyone. Again, if you don't recognize the number, just let it go to voicemail. So I do want to again state how very blessed we are here in Hamilton County to have three volunteer SHIP counselors. Not every county in the state of Iowa even has volunteer SHIP counselors, so we are extremely blessed. This program has helped Iowans on Medicare save millions of dollars. I know we have some figures to share. Joyce, if you would, share information with our listeners of the coverage you provide, the dollars that you have saved, those here in Hamilton County even.
Okay, we cover the whole state of Iowa, and we have gotten calls from many other counties to serve them because they cannot find service in their counties, or like during open enrollment, they are full. So, and we helped serve those people too. Some of the counties we have served are Hamilton, Webster, Hardin, Story, Boone, and Wright counties. And I know you always hear how much money that SHIP saves Iowa millions of dollars. Kevin and Linda and I have saved over, this was just in 2024, is we saved people $338,752 over just, that's in just 2024. So this is why you want to basically do your drug plan reviews. We've saved people, I know I've saved people like $2,000 to $3,000 just to change their plans. Some are, the usual isn't quite that high, but you can save people thousands.
That figure is astounding, and that speaks volumes to our listeners. Nearly $340,000 saved, and that was That was through our three volunteer counselors. So if you can imagine across the state of Iowa, the work that is being done, it is terrific. And again, I thank all of you for your service. To our listeners, SHIP is a free, confidential service of the State of Iowa Insurance Division. SHIP does not sell or promote any products or services. Again, all SHIP services are free, objective, and confidential. Again, Kevin, Linda, and Joyce are conducting comparisons. They're doing phone appointments during this year's open enrollment period, which starts today and goes through December 7th. If you have questions, the number to call is 515-832-7769. Leave your name, phone number, and again, it's helpful if you can share a time when you might be available, and one of the SHIP counselors will return your call. Again, you've heard from the counselors, plans can change their coverage and costs from year to year, so we do recommend comparing plans during this important open enrollment time. Anything else any of you would like to share?
Also, don't forget when you come, stop by the gift shop. The Auxiliary is doing their nut sale this fall, and we've got multiple choices to select from.
Perfect. Again, I want to thank all of you for your time, for your service. This is such an important program. Thank you for being on the program today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that will do it for today's edition of Focus on Health, brought to you by Van Deest Medical Center, where our focus is you.